Sagt der Mishnah, Daf Nun Tes Amar Aleph, a famous Mishnah, famous sugis here in Shas. Halachos of Kohanim, we're going to see. Sagt der Mishnah, Eilu Dvarim, Amar B'nei Dar Kishon. These are the matters which were taught about Dar Kishon. Kohen Koy Rishon, a Kohen reads first in Shul, as we know the Kohen gets the first Aliyah. Rashi tells us that there shouldn't be any fighting in Shul, Chazal or Mesakeim, a specific order. Because once it's the Kohen of the Rabbanon, nobody's going to fight. Hey, we're just, it's not me, it's just the Kohen of the Rabbanon. So nobody's going to fight about it. So Kohen Koy Rishon, Va'achrov Levi, Va'achrov Yisrael, Yipnei Dar Kishon. Okay, so we have an order and a specific order. Kohen Levi Yisrael. Another Takana, Yipnei Dar Kishon, Ma'arvin Bebayis Yelshav, Yipnei Dar Kishon. So the halacha is that in Eruv, when you make an Eruv, so it's funny, everybody thinks that when you say the word Eruv, it refers to the string. That's actually not what the word Eruv means. Eruv literally means to gather together. And the idea of an Eruv is that when you have a bunch of people in one area, so they join together with food. Somebody has to give food. And really, everybody's supposed to contribute food. You could do it in a way where you mazak everyone else in the food. And then there's one house where you store the food. And it's considered to be everybody's joined together. Now, the reason why everybody is concerned, everybody talks about the string around, is because in Hilchos Erev, in Mesachos Erev, it's really divided into two parts. Well, more, there's Erev Tchum and things like that also. But in terms of the Erev Chatzer, it's really two parts. There's the Rishuyos, and there's the Erev. Rishuyos are that in order to create an Erev, everyone has to be in the same Rishus. You have to be in a Rishus Hayachid. So in order to do that, you have to have the strings or the houses, depending on how you make the Rishus Hayachid. After you have the Rishus Hayachid, then you need the Erev. The Erev is the food that joins the people together. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah is saying over here, that Ma'arvin Bevayis Yoshon, that when you have the Bnei Chatzar coming together, they would put the Eruv of the Chatzar in one particular house. So once they started putting in one house, you're not going to switch. If this guy was doing it for the last 20 years, then you keep it in his place. Okay, so it's not a good idea to know that the word Eruv doesn't refer to the string. Okay, so anyway, Ma'arvin Bevayis Yoshon Bnei Dar Kishon. Next case, Bor Shukar of La'ama, if there was a boar that's close to the Amma. Now, Amma was a, literally, actually, the Rashi Baba Kama says that the word Amma, it got its name because of the measurement. It was an Amma al-Amma. Okay, but Amma, what do you say?
I thought, I had an album, you know, it was like, that was the
word. Oh, really? Yeah. Very good. It's the Amma al-Amma, he says. I remember, actually, I was giving Shirin Baba Kama's man, and I mentioned this, Rabbi Rossum, but he was like, really? I'm like, yeah, I'll show it. He likes to have all these geshmak ideas. He has a lot of geshmak things. So one thing he'll put in his back pocket. So. Anyway, Bora Karav la'Amma, Amas Rashi and Amas Amayim, there was this place basically to collect the water. And from there, you would be like the irrigation system for the field. So they have this Amma, which would store all the water. So Rashi explains that they used to have backups. They would make boros. They would dig cisterns. Thank you. Very good. Cisterns near the. There's a whole tikkun there about that. The Akdama of the Shev Shmaisa speaks about the difference between a bor and a be'er. The air is something which produces its own water. A bor, which is a cistern, collects water. So you have to get the lashonos correct. But anyway, cistern, I only know because I looked it up. Andrew knows it because he knows English. Okay, anyway, bor shukar v'la'ama, they would make this other boros that were near the amma, and they would fill it up from the amma, so they'd have a different boros. So the Mishnah says, so and Rashi explained, just in case the water ran out of the amma, they would have these backup boros. So in order to fill up these boros, which they filled up from the amma, you have to decide who's going to go first. So the Mishnah says, the Borishu, Karav La'amo, the cistern which was closest to this Amma Samayim, this reservoir of water, Mismali Rishon, B'pnei Dar Kishon, again B'pnei Dar Kishon. Okay, Mitzudas Chayav Oifos V'dogim, Yesh Ben Mishum Gezel B'pnei Dar Kishon. If you have traps that were made for different animals or for birds or fish, the halacha is that they have a din of Gezel, meaning you can't take from someone else's trap, B'pnei Dar Kishon. Which means that Be'etzem, the person who owns the trap is not really kind of the animal yet, but mipnei darka shalom, the halacha is that you say that it says you're not allowed to take it from there. The Rashi points out that we're going to see the Gemara later on. It's talking about mitzudish elan toch. Like why is the guy not kind? I mean, it's my trap. It's in my kli. I was kind. So Rashi says we're talking about some type of trap that doesn't have a receptacle there. There's nothing. There's no point where it can collect anything, and therefore it doesn't have the status of a kli which could be kind. Okay, so therefore, Mikar Adin, the person who owns the trap, wasn't really kind of the animal there. Nonetheless, you can't take it away from him. Rabbi Yossi Omer Gezel Gomer. Rabbi Yossi says it's mamish gezel. To take away from him, it's mamish gezel. The simple way to understand that means that he totally owns it. Rashi points out, we'll see also the Gemara, that it doesn't really mean gezel midaraisa. It's called gezel gomer midarabanan. Okay, we'll have to see that concept coming up. What that means, gezel gomer midarabanan. What?
It's a shared trap?
Not a shared trap. Why are you saying a shared trap?
I thought the
no, it's today. The Tanakhama holds that the first person, a guy has a trap. Now, the Tanakhama says, if you see an animal hanging out of this trap, midaraisa, you can just go and take it, because the guy wasn't clean. Rabbi Yossi, right? And even midarabanan, theoretically, you could do that. But midaragashalom told you not. Rabbi Yossi says, midaraisa, you could take it, but midarabanan, it's iser gezel to take it. According to the Tanakhama, you didn't violate gezel. Just Chassal said, don't do it. Midaragashalom, we don't want you to do it. According to Rabbi Yossi, you violated the iser gezel midivrehim. Why? Because as Rashi says, we'll see the Gemara coming up, but that tree, they treated it eino zoicha ki zoicha. The first person owned the trap, even though technically he wasn't a zoicha, we give him the gedder of the derabbanan is that we give him the status of someone who was already zoicha, kind of the animal, and therefore for you to take it would be an iser gezel. Okay, this all just foreshadowing, we'll see the Mishnah, the Gemara coming up. Mr. Shem says the Mishnah Vayter, Ani menakib perosh hazayis, if you have an ani who is, says Rashi, menakib loshon chotech, he's cutting down things. He's at the top of a zayis tree, and he's cutting down zaysim, right? So once he's doing that, the halacha is mashetachtov, whatever falls down from beneath him, gezel b'bnei darkei shalom. It's considered to be gezel b'bnei darkei shalom. And Rabbi Yossi Omer gezel gomer. Rabbi Yossi says it's a full fledged gezel. Okay, just always to remember zayis. When you think of the word zayis, you'd say what is a zayis? If I asked you, you'd say an olive. But you see a lot of times in Chazal, like in this Mishnah, zayis means the tree. Right, you didn't climb up the big olive. You climbed up the olive tree. So you have to know, based on context, what it's referring to. So again, we have this gezel b'ridake shalom and the gezel gomer. Right? One is more of an inherent gezel. One is just, we're telling you not to do it, but it's not officially called the gezel. Okay. We don't protest if the goyish aniyim are coming to collect like a chechopeya, because again, darke shalom, we don't want to cause issues. There should be darke shalom. We don't want to start up with the goyim. Okay, it says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Minani Mili, from where do we know this din to be true? Now, it's an interesting thing. I saw the Mefarshim bring down, like, Minani Mili, first of all, always, I like to point this out, Minani Mili always means the Gemara is going to bring a pasuk. I always like to say, I saw this in one of these books. One of these, you know, like, Talmud books, you know, Talmud for Dummies, whatever they call it. You know, Minani Mili, it always means that. And I'm like, I never liked these kolam. These kolam are always wrong. You know, like, who would have told them that, you know? And then the next day I got to a Gemara, and it said, Minani Mili, didn't bring a pasuk. I'm like, you see, I'm right. They make up these kolam. Minani Mili always means a pasuk. And then I started to ask, why doesn't it bring a pasuk? So Lamaisa, the cloud is a good cloud. Minani Mili means you're looking for a pasuk. So we're looking for a source. It's interesting. What does the Mishnah say? The Lashon of the Mishnah is, Mipnei Darkei Shalom. So, like, why the source? What do you need to now bring a source for it? Why bringing a source? Like we already said, Shalom, you do it. We know what the pshat is. Right? I mean, and anyway, we're going to see coming with the Gemara. Not immediately, usually bring a pasuk, but the Mishnah already told us it's in their abundant, Midarki Shalom. It's like, what are you asking? So it's interesting that it could be what the Gemara is bringing here is that we don't know why this order, why there has to be the order of Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. The fact that there is an order, so that the Mishnah already told us, Minidar Kishalom, that the order should be Kohen Levi Yisrael, Mechitesi. That's the Gemara, that's the Minon Yemili. Amar Rav Nasa, Amar Krav, Vayichlu, Moshe, Sater, Azos, Vayitna, Ela, Kohan, and B'nei Levi. He gives it to the Kohanim or B'nei Levi. So, asks Rav Masna, Otu, Anu, Yadana, the Kohan, B'nei Levi. B'nei Levi, you need to tell me, I don't know that the Kohanim belong to Shevet Levi, Fashtetzach. I don't need the pasuk to tell me that. So Elamai, what's the pasuk telling me? And the kohen bereishav are the levi. The pasuk is telling me this exact order. First you have a kohen, then a levi. That's one source. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Meiachav Nigshar Kohanim B'nei Levi. The pasuk also talks about the Kohanim B'nei Levi. The Gemara asks the same question. Atu Anan Lo Yadina the Kohanim B'nei Levi. And we do not know that the Kohanim B'nei Levi. El kohen bereishav are the levi. Vashi Amar Meiachav B'nei Amram Aaron Umoishe Vayibodel Aaron. You had Aaron and Moshe, who were part of this group, and Aaron was separated to be Makdishim as Kodesh Kadoshim. Who was Aaron? Aaron was the Kohen. So you see, the Kohen is a higher status.
Rebchia bar Abba Omer Meacha v'kida ashtoi. The pasuk says you have to be mekadesh the kohen. The pasuk is referring to Klal Yisrael. It's telling you have to be mekadesh the kohen. The chol, so the Gemara darshins, that means the chol davar shebikdusha. For all davar shebikdusha, the kohen has to go first. Tana der Yishmael v'kida ashtoi lechol davar shebikdusha. What does that mean? Levtoach rishon ulevarach rishon v'litol mana yafar rishon. That means all davar shebikdusha. So levtoach rishon. What does that mean? Levtoach rishon. Andrew, what's Liftoach Rishon?
Anything.
What is Liftoach? What does it mean, Liftoach? To open up first. Open up what?
To take the first move.
Say better?
In any.
Say more specific? He should be the first one to speak. Medaber Barosh. Anytime you have a gathering, and you have a Dover Kavod, to ask somebody to speak, if it's Torah or Vini Yeshiva, when it's Peter, whatever you're gathering people together, he's going to be the first one to speak. So Liftoach means the opening remarks. I wonder now that if you have the keynote speaker, maybe that should go to the coin. Was it a din in first? Pashupraz did in first. Yeah, but now, no, because now, the opening guy is the opening act.
What do you mean?
It's not the kavod would be to the later guy. So maybe Yesh Lodin, now it should give the keynote address to the coin. But then nobody would come because they don't want to hear the coin. They want to hear.
Every time they told him to speak first at the good, he's like, because I'm the coin. That's right, they're telling him to speak.
Right, is it? Very good. Because what it is.
Maybe a school bus of mine, the keynote speaker is considered like the.
Here. Okay, so Stam was like, which is Sabbath. It's a Manav Shah. I'm just saying, if you.
The coin is Amaretz, so you know what I mean?
Well, we'll see. It's not so posh with the Amaretz. What do we do with the Amaretz? Okay, anyway. So, anyway, that's what the Gemara says. So, Liftoach Rishon, Ulevarich Rishon. What's Levarich Rishon mean? That means that the Suda, the first one to make the Bracha, the Lito Mana Rishon. And he also gets the best Mana first. Okay, now you give him the option to choose the Mana.
What's the Mana?
Mana is a portion. Of the food, they give them the nicest piece. And this amount of people you see, people in Rakhman, they pass around the tray of chicken, you give it to the coin first.
Who?
Yeah, okay, just give it to the coin first. Now,
Rashi said,
does
that mean like they're all the same?
Oh, so let's get to Rashi in a second. Rashi, the Tosis tells us, I'm going to say Tosis first for a reason, and living in that Rashi. The top Tosis says this does not apply, this only applies, let's say, by an ani or tzedakah, but it does not apply to shutvin. By shutvin, we don't give precedence to the kohen. Shutvin or shutvin. And the Gemara says in Pesachim that anoisin ain't of bechelik yafeh, ain't a rosim in brachal adam. You try to get the better, you know, you have a shutvin, you try to divide it in a way that you're going to get the better portion, you're not going to see some in bracha from that. So therefore, it can't be that the kohen is going to take a better chelik of the shutvin than his friend. So that's what Tosis is saying. Rashi, what Andrew just quoted, Rashi, l'chayr is coming to be chelik on this. This is what I cheshbon now that I saw the others medayik this as well. That Rashi's lashon is in Devar Amasa of Litul Mana Yafar Rishon says Rashi, "Bechol Davar La'achar Shiyachalku B'Shaveh Omer Lo Bror V'Tol Ezer Shetir." So what's Rashi coming with? Rashi is saying we're talking about a shutav, and therefore when it comes to shutav, so we first divided even Stephen equally 50-50, and now we say now that everybody has the even it's evenly distributed. Now you choose. So the whole Gemara Pesachim was saying, before there was the Chalukah, you're going to try to go get a better portion. So now, first we divide it up, and now either we have two equal portions, so you can take
the
Chorash coming to say.
If you have a preference or not equal. But
if what?
We return to that question, if you have a preference or not equal.
Oh, it's back to the old question. Back to the old question, yes. Okay, I'm not getting to that. Yiddis. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Oh, yeah, Stam, Geshmak, Adiyah, Kirin, Rashi. You already see it in the, it's a famous thing, but the Tzion here pointed out from the Mitzvah Eson that Rashi over here, as well as Rashi ala Torah, takes the Gemara out of the Pasha Pshat. Pasha Pshat, our Gemara is saying that the Kiddush To is the mitzvah to honor the Kohen, right? To give him the, what we just said, the bracha first and the speak first for Chuli. What does Rashi say, Divra Maskel, the Kiddush To? Ki es lechem v'gomer. What's Rashi doing? I mean, Rashi's letting you know how the pasuk finishes. Stamazoy. Why is Rashi bringing that? So it's meduyuk that Rashi is coming to say that the drasha is not from the kiddush though. The din of our Gemara that you have to treat the kohen, give the kohen first dibs, and give him the better portion. That's not coming from the kiddush though itself. It's coming from the end of the pasuk. What does the end of the pasuk say? He is umakriv kadosh yelach. The kadosh yelach at the end of the pasuk. That's where we learn out the din that you treat him better. Why is Rashi doing that? Because if you look at Rashi al Torah, you'll see Rashi on Vikidash To learns a different drasha that you have to be with the Gemara Darshan, you have to be Mekadashim Bal Korcho. which means if there's a Kohen who wants to marry a Grusha, we don't allow him to marry the Grusha. We're going to be Makadishim no matter what. He wants to be Meichel, too bad, you can't do it. Vikidashto, we're going to force you to have the din of Vikidashto. So Vikidashto is teaching you the din that we force him to not to be over the Yisurim of Kuna. We need another pasuk. Kadosh Yalaf, that's at the end of the pasuk. They teach you that there's a mitzvah to be mechabed him first. Okay, which opens up the whole interesting discussion, very interesting discussion by the Paiskim, is the Ramah, and the Goyin, it's already, the Rambam has a sheet on this, and then Taz, in Simen Kufchav Ches, the Nilchas of, that's a very long Simen, the Nilchas of Birchas Kohanim. So there's a discussion, can a Kohen be Meichel on his cover? Can a Kohen be Meichel? So a lot of the Rishonim say, yeah, just like we find a Rebbe can be Meichel, right, a Rav can be Meichel on his cover, so maybe a Kohen can also do it. The Taz brings a raya from this din of a Kidashto that a Kohen can't. Because you see that the Kidashto is Bal Korcho. Bal Korcho, we say, you can't marry a Grusha because you don't want to be Meichel. You can't be Meichel. The Torah says, we're going to Mekadosh you. So the same thing might be true at the end of the Pasuk. Kadosh Yelach. Okay, he has to be Kadosh. You're not allowed to be Meichel. So it's all a Shaila in the place. And the Ramah is Meichel and others are Meichel, but it's a Shaila. What to do? I would say I had the downstairs neighbor, Rabbeinu Brian Schneider. So he used to, and the problem is he's like very good at a lot of things and I'm really not. So like he used to like, if I had a problem in the house, like he could fix anything and have a problem. So it was an issue what to do. So it was like, he knew like I wouldn't ask him because he was a Kohen, you know, but he would like, if he knew that I would come over and then that had a thing, I'm like, I'm going to pay him like every month. Because if you pay him, then everybody is okay. Then you're hiring him. It's a good thing. Right, but it's shy that comes up. To be careful. I mean, I will never ask him to pass me anything. If by the Kohanim, it's not so posh to be mishtamish with a Kohen. So posh to be mishtamish with a Kohen. There's a famous the post coming down sheet about Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam allowed a Kohen to wash his hands, and the Talmidim asked him, "What are you allowing? What are you allowing to be to wash your hands?" So he said that Bizman Azed, there's no din. But they bring rise that not like that because the mice, all the other dinim do apply nowadays. The din that we're machabed that we do have. So okay, it's a whole discussion about whether or not they could be meichel. Okay, anyway, so this is what the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Amleya by the Rabbi Yosef mipnei darkei shalom. You're telling me that it's darkei shalom. Mishnah says darkei shalom. Deoraisi. We have all these psukim that are telling us that it's deoraisi. Right? So now, this is a very interesting point that this is the Mepharshim point out. We said before, what was B'chal the Gemara's question? Mm-hmm. The Mishnah says, B'nei Darkei Shalom. So what was the Gemara asking for a source that we have the specific order? So what's the Gemara asking over here? That it's B'nei Darkei Shalom Daraisu. Maybe B'nei Darkei Shalom is the general concept. But we have, to say it the other way, right? The Gemara asks like this, Mipnei Darkei Shalom D'oraisa, right? So you're telling me it's a din D'oraisa. So why is the Mishnah, the Gemara is asking, why call it Darkei Shalom? Maybe the din D'oraisa, if you go with the last pasuk, what's the din D'oraisa telling me? Who are you mechabed, according to the last pasuk? The Koyi. Don't say anything about the lady. So maybe the Darkei Shalom is that after the Koyi comes the lady.
No.
Right? We push it a teretz. The Gemara says, you're telling me it's Darkei Shalom. You just brought me Psukim. Psukim says Din D'oraisa. That's the Gemara's kasha. It's not a Darkei Shalom, it's Din D'oraisa. So we have push it a teretz. The D'oraisa is that give the Kohen first. Who says the Levi comes afterwards? Like we said in the Mishnah, we don't have the full order. So maybe the Darkei Shalom is that the Levi comes afterwards. So some of the Farshim say that it taka means we're not asking on the last source. We're not asking on Reb Chiya Bar Abba. If you're coming from the pasuk of Vikidashto, the Gemara doesn't have a kasha. The earlier psukim that are bringing the clear distinction, there's a clear hierarchy of Kohen and then Levi, so and then we have the kasha. Okay, at any rate, the Gemara is asking, why are you calling it a Darkei Shalom? Why does the Mishnah say it's Darkei Shalom? It's before it's psukim or darsh and psukim here. So the Gemara answers, maybe the Pshat is Amalei. Rabbi Yosef says back to Abai, it's a drasha. But what's the Pshat in the Pasuk? We're learning after the Pasuk. What's the Pshat? So the source is a D'oraisa. We're saying Pshat. The Mishnah is saying the Pshat and the source is Darkei Shalom. Then, the original Kash is the general assumption when you see the words Darkei Shalom, that usually implies D'rabbanan. Gemara's kasha is, why are you telling me to do Darkei Shalom? It's Deoraisa, it's not Darkei Shalom, which implies Derabbanan. Gemara's Taretz is, no, Avade, it's a Din Deoraisa, that's the Mechayev, it's in Deoraisa. So what's the Svara behind this Din Darkei Shalom? So Gemara says, that can't be, because Kol HaTorah Kulo Nami B'nei Darkei Shalom. If you can say that the pshat of what the Torah is saying is that it's Darkei Shalom, the ganze Torah is Darkei Shalom. That's what we know, that the whole Torah is Darkei Shalom. And that's the Gemara read. Darkei Shalom, Tichsev, Darkei Darkei, Mechon Seva Seh Shalom. El Amar Abayi, so Rabbi says, there must be a different pshat. L'chidim Mar. Must be, it's going like Mar. Who's Mar? Who's Mar? Very good. Avar Nechmeini. Titanya shnai mamtinin zelaze bekara shlosha ein mamtinin. He held that two people have to wait for each other. If two people are eating together, only the two of them, they have to wait for each other. So if one person isn't there, you have to wait for the other guy. If he goes out of the middle, he stops eating. Even the halacha is the mefarshim began. Even if he takes a break to start drinking, you have to wait while you're eating. Don't eat while he's drinking. You have to mamish wait for your friend. So that's the Beit Darkei Shalom. It is brought down. I'm not sure people are mocking on it.
If you're eating and someone else is drinking,
if it's just the two of you, then you're supposed to wait for him. As opposed to if there are three people, so then ain't mamtinim.
Oh, happy shidduch advice.
Yeah, it's not bad shidduch advice. It's not bad shidduch advice. Besides being the halach, but yeah.
Is it talking about the food in the middle because he might take from the guy's portion? This is talking.
No. It's all covered. It's a derech covered.
Just not, someone's having a sip of water, you stop eating.
Right. Wait for him to finish. It sounds a little strange to us, but I guess that was the derech of covered. Okay. So the pshat is that it's talking about in such a situation. Okay. So three people you don't have to do. It says the Gemara Vayter also haputzea who pushed yado tchila. So Botzea, who's the Botzea? Rashi says like the Bala Bias, who's Mavarach HaMotzi, even if he's a Kata. So the din is the Botzea, even if he's not as Chash as everybody else, he's the one making HaMotzi. So that person is the one who's going to be Poshi Yodot Tchila. He's supposed to be the one to start taking the food first. So after he makes the Bracha of HaMotzi, he's going to start taking the chicken and the other stuff that he's going to eat together at the Suda with his bread. So the Achaz, he goes first. And if he wants to give kavod to his Rebbe, he's allowed to do it. So the normal thing is that he should go first. If he wants to be chelek kavod to someone else, that's okay. And Mar said about this din that you're allowed to defer to your Rebbe or to a gadol. That's only true when it comes to the Suda. Comes to the Suda, you're supposed to really go first. You want to give kavod to the Rebbe, you can let him go first. In shul, you cannot let anybody go ahead of you. The asi lansuyi, because we're afraid they're going to come to fight. As Rashi says, it means legavi kriyas ha-tayro. The koyin, we're going back to the koyin. Now, according to Rashi, explained the Gemara saying like this. Mar explained that the din that the katan, who's not talking about a koyin, the fact that a katan can defer to a gadol, that's specifically a din within the confines of a suda. But when it comes to Beis HaKnesses, when we have the Shaila of a Kohen, Levi Yisrael, there the Kohen cannot defer to anybody else. Kohen can't give Kavod to the Levi, the Levi can't give it to the Yisrael, and we have to keep the regular order so that there's not going to be any fighting. Okay, Amarav Nas, not the Amarav Beis HaKnesses, that which you said in Beis HaKnesses, you're not allowed to give Kavod to somebody bigger than you. Lo Amar and El B'Shabbos of Yom Tovim. That's only true on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Shechichi Rabbim. You have a lot of people around. When it comes to Sheni v'Chamishi, v'Yomtiv, sorry, Sheni v'Chamishi, lo, Sheni v'Chamishi, it's not true. In other words, Sheni v'Chamishi, then even in shul, you're allowed to give kavod to somebody else. Yes, if there are not too many people around, we're not afraid of fighting. So, in fact, the Gemara, Yini, is that really true? That on Shabbos and Yomtiv, you can't do it. Rav Huna, who was not a Kohen, would read the first Aliyah, Bekani, he would take the Kohen Aliyah, even on Shabbos and Yontif. So you see that even on Shabbos and Yontif, you're allowed to give kavod to the person who's greater. Gemara is shiny, Rav Huna was different. Afilu Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Kani Chashiv in Eretz Yisrael. Even Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, who were the Chashiv of Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael, make of Havakai Fulei. They would bow to him. They would defer to to Ravuna. In other words, they would be Machshav Ravuna, and therefore someone of that stature who's like the greatest rabbi around and everybody defers to him, that's already something else. But as a general rule, just because this person has to be Chashav Gai, you're not going to be allowed to be Chilek Kavod to that person. So if there's a rare exception, like someone who's accepted by everybody, that would be okay. Good. Yeah, that's what Tosafot discusses, that would seem to exclude even a gadol mikol b'nei iro. So even if you have this guy as the biggest guy in the city, that's not enough. It has to be someone who's mamish world renowned as the head rabbi. Okay, Amar Abaye, Naktina and Ein Sham Koy Nisbar de Chavila. Abaye says that we have a Mesira, that if there's no koy in there, Nisbar de Chavila, literally the bundle has been unraveled. And that means we don't have the kolam anymore. We don't have this kolam anymore. Now, Aaron's father asked, why should that be true? I'm not sure why that's true. Why not just keep it whatever you have? So if you have a levi, let the levi go first. I mean, that's the whole chiddush of Abaye. The whole chiddush of Abaye is, if you don't have the whole Seder, so then it's all or nothing. Why that's true, I'm not sure. The Gemara's not master why that's true. It could be that maybe the Gemara gives general kolim that apply in most scenarios. If you don't have the kolim we're talking about, you have a funny case where you don't have a kohen, so then we're not going to start making different takanas for each case. The general rule is like this. If it doesn't apply in your case, it doesn't apply. You made a general rule. Okay, now it's very interesting. What is the halacha? Is a levi allowed to get kohen in that situation? So what's clear from the Gemara is that ein sham kohen nispar de chavila, there's no chiyuv anymore to give anybody before anyone else. And that's also pashut that you can't, plus you can't give a levi after Yisrael. But the shaila would be, could you keep the levi first?
According to Rashi, you could give the levi after.
What?
You could give the levi after Yisrael.
So what does Rashi say?
It's two different ways.
What are the two ways that Rashi
levi
says?
Can get anything, or the levi can get anything.
Or no, there's no one.
I mean, exactly, that's what I mean by that. Like, you could call Yisrael and then and then you can give a levy after if you want.
Right, so the simple way to read Rashi, what's clear in Rashi for sure, is that ain seder ledavra lahakdim levi Yisrael. You don't have to put, let's read the first one. The first one in Rashi is, nivzak akesher ibra levi es kvodo, bishvil chaviloso, ve'eno kori klal. You see that? The first shot in Rashi is that the levy doesn't read at all. In other words, it's pasha that the levy can't read after the Yisrael. So the first pattern Rashi is that the Levi, since he can't read after the Yisrael, and there's no longer a din for him to read first, he doesn't read at all. That's the first pattern Rashi. Yeah, the second pattern Rashi is,
you would give him Kohen, though.
She ate, what?
Why not give him?
No, that's what we're saying.
Because Ibed Kohen.
So why does Rashi say, the Eno Kori Klal? Yeah. Right? Obviously, there's no, yeah, that's something Pashup Shad Rashi. You can't read it all. Now, the second Shad and Rashi, which they say is not really Rashi, and this is what it's also negated to the Tosis, Barat Chavila, that he brings, Mishem Reb Yitzhak Alevi, I saw brought down that it's not really Reb Yitzhak Alevi, it should have been what Tosos quotes. Okay, whoever Rashi is actually quoting here, but this other Shita is, She'ein Seder Ledover Lahaktim Levi Yisrael, Umishi Yirtze Yaktim. Whoever you want goes, which means that you can have the Levi go first. Now the Shaila was in the second Pshat and Rashi mean that the Levi could go second? I don't know. I'm not sure if that would be the Levi could go second, but for sure the second Pshat and Rashi is allowing the Levi to go first. The first Pshat and Rashi is saying that the Levi doesn't read at all. The second Pshat and Rashi is saying if you want, the Levi could read first. Okay, now it's interesting, the Beisayis, when it talks about it, it brings down different Shitas. I think it brings down Alpi Kabbalah. I didn't try to look it up now, but Alpi Kabbalah, he says Dafka that Levi should not read first. But the Halacha L'Maisa, people don't know this, but Halacha L'Maisa with Shagura Paskin, that a Levi could read first. You could give a Levi first, but you don't have to. There's no Indian to give a Levi. So it would sound like the second Pshat here brought in Rashi, which is negated to the Tosafot.
Benching too, right? Same.
Benching is less of a... Benching is not so pashut. I think if you speak to Halevi, ask Halevi, Halevi has a whole Torah about this. But of course, he knows that Sodom that you do give the levy first by mentioning. But it's not so posh. Benji, I think, is a little bit more confusing. I don't think it's as mafurish. Here we have mafurish Rashi. Mafurish Rashi here that at least the levy, again, nobody here says that the levy should get first. Either the levy cannot get first, or the levy could get first.
The circumstance where there's no kohanim.
Right. But if there's a coin, then we have the chavila there.
Right.
Okay, yeah, running out of time.
You're saying that the levy can't go third? In the second shot of Rashi.
In the first shot of Rashi, it's pasuk.
In the second.
The second shot of Rashi, I'm leaving it open.
I
hear what you're saying. I'm not sure. The second shot of Rashi, I'm not 100% sure. I'm not sure what he means if he's coming when he says, "Ein said the davar lahakdim levi Yisrael, umishi yirtza yakdim." He means, if you want, you can let the Levi go first, but you don't have to. But he still might mean that the Levi can't go after the Yisrael. I hear the pasha read of the way sounds like you're saying the Levi could go afterwards. I hear lemaisa that for sure we don't pass on, like for sure we don't do that. But I'm not 100% sure in that lush if that's what Rashi means. It could be just saying that you don't have to be mocked, you don't have to put the Levi first, but if you want to, you could. Hey, the last friends of Rashi are Mashallah, your Misha Yirtze Yaktim does sound like you could have the Yisrael go first and the Levi afterwards. Okay, so that may be also told in 2 days of Rashi. Okay, it says the Gemara Vayter. Vamra Baye Naktin and Ainsham Levi Kore Kohen. If there's no Levi, so up there we spoke about if there's no Kohen. What if there's no Levi? So there the Kohen still reads first. And the Gemara says not only that, but the Kohen is going to read in place of the Levi. So not only is the Kohen going to read first, but if there's no Levi, Kore Kohen instead of the Levi. So in fact, the Gemara, is that really true? Vamra Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Achar Kohen Lo Yikro Mishapok Moshal Rishon. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say that you can't have two Kohanim read one after the other because we're afraid of the Pagam that it's going to look bad for the first Kohen? In a similar vein, Levi Achar Levi Lo Yikro, you can't allow two Levim to read back to back. Mishum Pagam Shtem, we're afraid that both of them, people are going to question the validity of both of those Levim. So the Gemara of their status. Ki Kamri. So the Gemara says Ki Kamrinan Baosa Kohen. Gemara says no. We didn't mean another Kohen reads. We meant to say that the same Kohen, the red Kohen, he'll read Levi, and therefore sure there's not going to be any question about his reputation. Right? Everybody's going to understand that he's a good Kohen. Let him read the same Kohen. He's reading twice. So now that was the answer to the question. Derech Agav, the Gemara wants to know Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan. What Maishna? What's the difference when Rabbi Yochanan spoke about the Levi that he says Levi achar Levi deika begam shneiem? Why does Rabbi Yochanan say when it comes to the Levi's two Levi'im reading back to back that we're afraid of begam shneiem, that people might question both of them? Why is that? Because they'll say, listen, one of these guys is obviously not a Levi. Why having two Levi'im read back to back? Either the first guy they realized after they called him up wasn't really good Levi, so they had to put a second guy in. Or the first guy was a good lady, and the second guy is not a real lady, so they'll put him up. So just like we have a concern about either one of them, so Frank the Gemara, Kohen Achar Kohen Nami. By Kohen after Kohen, also we should be concerned about both of them. Amri Chad Binai Lav Kohenu. Right? We'll say that maybe one of them was not a Kohen. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say, when it comes to the Kohen, we're only nervous about the Pagam of the Rishon, whereas it comes to Levi back to back, we're concerned for the Pagam of either of them? What's the difference of Levi and a Kohen? So the Gemara says that we're talking about a case kagon de muchsaklan ba'avua de hai sheni de kohenu. In the case of the kohen, the reason why we're not concerned about the second guy, the reason we know the second guy is okay is because we know his father was a kohen. We know his father was a kohen, so he was a kohen. So the Gemara says kachan havin de muchsaklan ba'avua de hai sheni de levi. So say the same thing by a levi. Rabbi Yochanan is making a blanket statement. Two levi back to back is no good because maybe one of them has a pagam. We don't know which one. Kohen after Kohen is a problem because the first guy lived Pagam. Well, the reason why the Kohen, you're not worried about the second, the Kohen after Kohen, the reason you're not worried about the second guy is because his father was a good Kohen. So say the same thing by the Levi. Maybe his father was a good Kohen, it was a good Levi, and you're not concerned about the second guy. So we're back to the question, why are you more concerned by the Levi than by the Kohen? It's the point to make an okimta that the second Kohen's father was a Kohen, but the second Levi's father was not a Levi, like Mechites. So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara is like this. Ela Amri Mamzeris Unasina Nasiv, Upasi Lazaris. Why so? No, by the Levi we have a real concern. Because we're afraid that even though we know that the second Levi's father was a full-fledged kosher Levi, that maybe he married somebody who was pasul. Maybe he married a Mamzeris or Nasina. Nasina was a group of people that married, that converted to Klal Yisrael, but it was questionable. They weren't. Lamaisa, there's an Isser to marry, you're not allowed to marry them. Okay, the Mishnah is in. And the Kiddushah talk about not to marry them, say the times of Shua, they can't, you're not allowed to marry them. So they have a status of, if someone marries them, the kids will be puzzled, like marrying a Mamzeris. Similar to Mamzeris. Okay, so the Gemara says, so that's why, by the Levi, even though his father was a Kusher Levi, this second Levi, maybe he's puzzled, but maybe his father married someone who was puzzled, and now he's a puzzled. Gemara says, Hachan Hami Amri Gusho Chalutza Nosef. V'achlu Nazar. It says the same thing about a kohen. Even though the second kohen's father was for sure a kohen, maybe he married a Gusho Chalutza, which is also to a kohen, and now this second guy is possible to be a kohen. So Gemara says, nah, here's the difference, because sof, Levi Mikohavi. At the end of the day, even if the kohen's father, even if the second kohen's father married somebody puzzle, that can't, not even, but if he would have done that, so then this guy would not have the status even of a Levi. So when we see a second kohen reading after the first kohen, and we know that the second kohen's father was a good kohen, we know for sure that he's a good kohen. Because in the event that his father married a puzzle, like a Grusha or Chalutza, not only would he not be a Kohen, he wouldn't even be a Levi. So why would he be going up as Levi? So the fact that he's going up after the Kohen, meaning he's getting the Aliyah of Levi, is a riot that he's a good Kohen. Once we know that his father was a Kohen, we know for sure he's a Kohen. There's no other option.
Didn't we say we only call up the Kohen as a second time if it's Ki Kamrin, I'm also Kohen, that we only do it with the same guy? When is this even happening?
Okay, so yeah, I tried to make that clear before. The Gemara is, this is a side point. The Gemara originally asked the question, how could you tell me when there's no Levi in the house, you call up a Kohen instead of Levi? Rabbi Yochanan says you're not allowed to do that. Rabbi Yochanan says you can't call up a Kohen after a Kohen. So the Gemara answered, we're not calling up another Kohen, it's the same Kohen. That was the answer to that question. Now we have a side point. Now we're just going back. What did Rabbi Yochanan actually say? Rabbi Yochanan made a statement, not an argument. Rabbi Yochanan made a statement. Don't call up a Kohen after a Kohen, because you're afraid of the Pagam, the first one, and don't call up a Levi after Levi, because you're afraid of both of them. So now we just understand what was Rabbi Yochanan talking about. Our Gemara is finished. This is a side point. Our Gemara answered already, it's the same Kohen, there's no concern. So the Gemara says, so that's why Sosev Levi make obvious. So just the Gemara finished off. So Gemara says, who exactly are you concerned about? We're concerned about people in the audience getting the wrong impression. But they're like, hey, two Kohanim, one after the other, must be, there's a problem with the first guy. It must be there's a problem with one of his Levim. Why are they concerned? Says the Gemara, if you're worried about the people actually stayed shul for the whole Kriyas HaTorah, ha-kachazile. They see what's going on. They see the guy, says Rashi, ha-kachazile lahai koin risho desalek l'minyan shiva. We see that he counted for the minyan shiva. In the event that this first Kohen
was a
cholol, or something wrong with him, he wouldn't have counted. We would have started the count from the second guy, from the second Kohen. So there should have been 8 aliyahs in total. So if this guy only is saying shul all the time, he's doing 7 aliyahs, he'll figure out that the Kohen, there's no problem.
You know,
that's
what it says. Would have re-read. No, like
that's an interesting point. Lav dafka, that the Baal Kohen would read. Because you're right, say the Kriya is a title. Just there's a din, they need to have a Shiva Kruya.
Oh,
is it? I hear Jazz. I think about it. But I love that. Get to go back for the Kriya. The Kriya you were Yotzi. There's a thing you need to have. Yeah, I hear. I'm not sure. I have to think about it. I'm not Lav Dafka. But it's not much like the affirmation. It's like more answers. El Elios. We're talking about the people that left in the middle. Should I have to answer? They're not going to have that. That Roman 7 years.